I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. For most of my life, as far as I can remember, I'd always been concerned with what other people thought of me. I would wonder whether or not they approved of what I was doing, whether they thought that I was working hard enough. Just in general, I was constantly concerned with what other people thought of me. And one area where I really regret letting that dictate my actions was with my drinking. I remember when deep down I knew that I needed to stop drinking. I knew that drinking was not serving me. I knew that my life would be better without it. But I let people's opinions affect me in multiple ways during that important time where I should have been focusing on what I needed. I worried what people would think about me not drinking in general in terms of thinking negatively, like, oh, she's an alcoholic, oh, she's a problem, and think that I wasn't capable of doing my job. I let their opinions affect me in terms of what they thought about if I didn't go to happy hours anymore. Would they not want to be my friend anymore? Would they not include me in things? And I was constantly worried about what people's opinions of my actions were, to the point where I would put my own priorities and my own needs on the back burner in order to appease others. I would worry about if they just didn't want to be my friend anymore, or they would think less of me if I admitted to the issue that I had. But one thing that I've learned in sobriety that I've noticed the further along as I go in sobriety is how much less I care about what other people think of me, or really pinpointing whose opinions actually matter. Because I look back on some of the people that whose opinions I was so consumed with that dictated what I did and whether or not I quit drinking or kept in the same pattern or admitted that I had an issue, I'm not even friends with them anymore. I look back and their opinions to me don't matter. I look back and they're not worried about what I'm doing. They're not concerned with what I'm doing. That when I was giving them so much credit and so much really more of an important spot in my life than they deserve, that what I did really didn't affect them. That when they went home at the end of the day or after the work happy hour, they weren't wondering what Melinda was doing. They were focused on their own lives. And where I was at home, consumed with the constant thought of what other people thought of me, they didn't care about what I was doing. That my actions, whether or not I drank or did not drink, did not directly affect them, if at all. And it's funny because even when it came to me changing jobs right after I quit drinking, I was always like, oh, I was nervous that we wouldn't be friends anymore, or, you know, would I lose this great part of my life by changing my career path? Where the reality is that further I'm away from that job, the less contact I have with anybody in that field and in that line of work. And let me say this, I do know the phone 100% works both ways, but they're not banging down my door to see what I'm doing, to get together with me, to talk to me. And this is these people's opinions I had put on such a high pedestal that dictated what I did in my daily life. And I look back now and it saddens me because I think that I used it as a crutch. I used it as an excuse. But I also think that if I had realized now how little other people's opinions matters, I would have made better changes for my life substantially sooner. And I say that because really now when it comes to people's opinions, or if I feel like someone's judging me, or if I'm concerned about whether or not people will think differently of me when I'm drinking, I really now find myself automatically focusing on, do I care what they actually think? I mean, when it comes down to it, the people's opinions that truly matter to me are my partner's. My family's opinions do matter to me. But I also realize that the people's opinions that matter to me are those that generally have my best interest at heart. But you know whose opinions they do not trump? is the opinion of myself, because I know at the end of the day what I need to do to come to show up as my best self. I know what I need to do to be healthy, and that's whose opinion matters. What opinion matters is how I feel about myself and the worth that I give myself and how much credence I give myself, because other people's opinions, they just don't matter. But then you also look at even bigger than that, is that I was concerned with even when I quit drinking, like, oh, what would people think? What would people, would they judge me for not drinking? Where their opinion doesn't matter. If they want to, I have no control of what other people do. I can only control myself. People, if they're going to judge me, they're going to judge me. But you know what though? They're not judging me for this, for making falling down when I'm drinking. They're not judging me for the fact that I get to wake up and have a productive morning, because you know what? Those are things that I know about. I know about the thoughts in my head, and I know about the reoccurring negative thoughts that I told myself repeatedly when I was drinking and in that pattern. And I don't have that anymore. So if their opinion is so, they're so bothered by the fact that I don't drink, their opinion at the end of the day does not matter to me. I have to only worry about me, myself, and I, and the actions I do and what I do to assure that I still show up every day sober and keep going on this path that I'm on. And I also recently tie this to another episode that I've had with the "you're not fun anymore" conversation, because the amount of times that people would tell me in my fear of not being fun is "you're not fun anymore," but they're also, their opinion doesn't matter, because what does it matter if I'm fun to them? If they're going to think something so low of me doing something better myself, their opinion, honestly, they shouldn't even be on my radar. Their opinion should not even matter. And I think that becoming less of a people person through my sobriety journey has been one of my biggest gains, because I find now, and this is, it was funny, this episode topic, I was in the grocery store, hit me, is that I found myself thinking like, I don't even now really think about other people's opinions. Like, I more think like, okay, I brush it off, because I realize it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And it's one of those, I guess it's easier said than done, but this is one thing that I've learned through sobriety and over time in sobriety, that the more that I gain confidence in myself, the more that I establish boundaries with other people, the more that I put myself first, the easier it is for me to not have my actions dictated by other people, and to not have my decisions and my actions dictated by other people, where I'm more inclined to say no and use no as a complete sentence. I'm more inclined to do the habits, the routines that I need to do to show up as my best self. And at the end of the day, that's all I can ask for. And I really think that it's very important to try to get to a point where you put into perspective whose opinions matters and whose don't. And at the end of the day, the only opinion that you have to worry about is your own. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.